And to me, you can objectively, in a neutral way, tell people that are close to you, I'm a Mason. I love it. It's a cornerstone of my life. Here's why I love it. And it's what makes it a great organization is we don't go out and recruit people to join. You have to show interest in it. So if you have any interest whatsoever, you want to know more about it, I'll be happy to tell you, but I will never tell you you need to join because it has to be you who initiates it. But you need to ask me to find more out. And that's all you have to do. And that's not recruiting. That's presenting facts. Like my son's known about me being in Masonry since he was old enough. And I was master again in 2012. And he, he knew I was leaving regularly to go to Lodge. I think you owe it to your kids to let them know where you're going anyway. If you're active in Masonry like I have been in the past, you're talking sometimes 2-3 nights a week, every week. You're going to something. Your family deserves to know where you're going. I mean, if you're bowling, if you're going to the bar, I don't know. But your family should know where you are. And if you're taking that much time away from your family, they should know. I think lodges should have family events maybe once or twice a year. Some overdo it, I guess. A lot of guys want to go to lodge to get away from the family. This is my time. But if you have a couple events a year, if you have an open installation once a year, and that shows your family is what you're doing. And the youth events are always public. We do our best to bring people in to see them. But if your family sees what you're doing in Masonry, they have a positive impression about it, and they're not curious and wondering what kind of weird things is, why is dad gone so much and what is he doing? But also, I mean, I think it's almost criminal to not let your sons know and the male members of your family know, I'm in the Masons, it's a huge deal to me, and I'd be happy to tell you more about it, but you have to be interested. I'm not going to be asking you, because a lot of times the sons think, well, if my dad wants me in Masonry, he'll ask me to join. And the dad thinks, if I ask my son to join, I'm recruiting. I can't do that. I won't even bring it up. And sadly, that's the reality. They're both wrong. And it takes the dad to simply say, hey, this is Masonry. This is what I'm all about. My family is well aware of what I do, and my son's interested in it. And I think that's, and with the youth, it's an easy way to get them involved, because you can't be in the youth and not know and learn about Masonry. But I just, as far as your family goes, you have an absolute obligation to tell your family. Now, do you bring it up at work? That's up to you. If you feel like it wouldn't be appropriate to talk to somebody at work, then you don't bring it up. I've worked some places where I've told people it comes up in conversation because I'm so active in it. I'll bring it up casually. But there's many ways to let people know about Masonry without it coming across as being recruiting. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on whether or not we should be having billboards and everything. Some people really like billboards about Masonry, some don't. We all have websites. Every Grand Lodge has a website. Most every Grand Lodge has Facebook pages. So the material is out there. There are a lot of Masonic groups, especially on Facebook. There's a whole lot of Masonic groups out there. So if someone's interested, there's ways to go and join a group, and people routinely ask, well, how do I join? I get people sending me friend requests or messages saying, how do I join? And I'll explain to them what's involved. And most of the time, they're in like Ghana or, you know, Bulgaria or something. One guy breaks my heart because he's living in a country that it's not, Masonry is not allowed in that country for religious reasons. And he would love to join. I said, I'm sorry, I've done the research for you. I normally say, here's the Grand Lodge of your country. I can't help you join. I can just give you information. But these are people coming to me asking, how do I join? But one guy, it's like, he would really make a good Mason from what I can tell with my little interaction I've had. But it's like, you know, you can't join unless you move to another country because they're not going to allow it there. And I'm sorry, because he seemed really interested, but don't go joining some clandestine undercover one there, because I'm sure there are bogus ones operating there that are undercover, but there's no regular Grand Lodge. But there's plenty of ways for profanes to find out about Masonry. And I think Grand Lodges should have websites and should have Facebook groups, and, you know, just put the word out in a neutral way that's not recruiting or soliciting. But I can see how we can go overboard. if my Grand Lodge was handing out pamphlets and say, go to like an air, like we have air shows here all the time at the Naval Air Station, right? Public comes in, you watch the jets fly around, they have stunt jet, you know, stunt planes, and it's really cool. Family friendly thing, and you have all those little booths that people set up. Once in a while, our lodge is in the area, we'll set up a booth, and basically we just put up a sign and we're just sitting there, people walk up and they ask questions and we answer them. Now, and we have like, you know, pamphlets and stuff. Well, if you want to read more, you can read this from the Grand Lodge. And that's right up to the limit of recruiting. Sort of like, we're here, we're like advertising, but it's like, we're here. We're not, I would be opposed to somebody taking a stack of those pamphlets and walking through a crowd and handing one to every man they met. You look like a good guy. I'd be totally opposed to that. That's blanket recruit. That's someone you don't even know. You're just handing them a brochure and you don't know them from anything. But making yourself available, going to like parades and other public events, having booths, have like hot dog stands, you know, whatever you can to let the public know you're there is a way to spread the word without recruiting. But I can understand how some people don't even want to go that far. Some will say we shouldn't even have billboards. Some probably argue we shouldn't even have websites. I don't know. You got to make it available to the world so the good men can find you, but you shouldn't make it, I guess, so easy that anybody will want to join. I don't know. I guess that's kind of where the argument is how do we let good men know we're here, because we can't hide our light under a bushel, but how can we, you know, blanketly, blatantly recruit? So, yeah, it's all.